If we look at HIV rates in the United States, we see that African Americans are disproportionately affected by HIV. Black males are about 7 times higher than it is for white males, and for black women, it's about 19 times higher. But these differences in HIV rates aren't fully explained by behavior. So we have to start looking at things like social determinants, the things that are outside of individual behavior that affect health. These include things like poverty, stigma, or in this case, drug policy.
Could you tell me a little more about how stigma around HIV plays itself out?
Let's talk about stigma for a little bit. HIV-related stigma has been associated with not going to the doctor as much as recommended, not being adherent to medication. It's been associated with lower use of HIV prevention tools like condom use. Stigma is also something that impacts the quality of life for people who are living with HIV. So one of our major barriers to addressing HIV and HIV disparities is stigma. So we have to work on that to bring it down.
But are you saying that it may make it more difficult for people to seek help?
That's true. There's a point where stigma and prevention can overlap. And in some environments, that can reduce condom use. But also, if an individual is living with HIV, it's important for them to be engaged in care and be on medication. This has benefit not only for their health, but there's also preventive benefit because it reduces viral load. And it's more difficult to transmit HIV when viral load is low.
Now, of course, many studies do show that African-American men are far more likely than whites to be incarcerated for the same crimes. How does that factor into your study and what you found?
There are a few ways in which incarceration can increase HIV vulnerability, particularly for Black people. The first is that if you take large numbers of men out of a community, this creates a variety of challenges in terms of the availability for viable partners. This can disrupt monogamous relationships. But there's another piece to this that we need to think about, and that is what happens after an individual gets a record. It's harder for people to get a job. And anytime where there are fewer resources for people, less money, that can undermine people's access to health care and to safe, consistent housing. And you need these things in order to be healthy.
Please help me understand the actual connection between what we're discussing and present-day drug policies.
So rates of drug use between African-Americans and whites aren't really that different, but Black people are going to jail for it more often. And that creates the cycle that can translate into higher HIV vulnerability for Black people. So I think we need to consider a wide range of approaches to address this. And that may include changing drug policy. That includes increasing access to prevention tools inside and outside of jails and prisons. That includes making sure that there are access to resources and jobs and training programs. And a lot of things to help people get on their feet as they transition out of jail. So having programs that could help link people to job opportunities, I think there's benefit to that.
Do you think that drug policies themselves should be changed?
I think there could be some benefit in changing drug policy to have fewer people who are going to jail. And there are a number of things we can do on that front. Some states have legalized some drugs. Some states institute treatment programs. But as long as the goal is to reduce incarceration, then I think there may be some benefit in reducing HIV threat.